Spike Wazowski.
Spike Wazowski. Yes, sir.
Hello there, and welcome to Dangerously Diverse. We're jumping right into it. Didn't expect the outro. Gotta get them when they least expect it.
Yeah.
So, welcome. I'm John.
Oh. I'm Juan. And we have a new guest. Well, actually, our first guest with us today.
Yeah, I'm Justin.
Unless you watched
the hot chip video.
Hot
he
chip
was here
video. He made
too,
a quick
yeah.
appearance, but yeah. He's here for a long time now.
Yeah, he's going to be here for a while. Because we're talking about Star Wars Visions.
The anime.
Everybody has a bad feeling about this. Everybody hates one another. That's a sibling. One's good, one's bad. The Empire apparently can bring peace. And
in every episode, it definitely said that. In every episode.
The usual suspects, nowhere to be found. Except Boba Fett and Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
They're the only two returning characters. Which
and,
is
and they were in
interesting.
The worst. They were in the worst episode out of the whole
yeah.
show.
Yeah, let's be honest here. Let's get this out of the way right here. Tatooine Wrath City, the worst fucking episode.
Yeah, we're just going to get that out of the way right
it's
now.
Literally, I mean, Toy Story 4 is a better anime.
Whoa now.
Toy Story 4
Toy
is a
Story
anime.
4 was great, bro. I
yeah,
almost
what?
Cried
I'm
at
saying,
the end.
It's a better anime.
Yeah, you're cool.
Almost okay, cried. But Cars 2 is a better anime.
That's a better comparison.
Cars 2 is a better anime than Tatooine Wrath City.
Alright.
That Burger King foot lettuce oven episode.
Yeah, that shit was trash. But let's not jump ahead.
God. We'll get into that a little later. We'll get into it.
Let's start at the head. You know?
Let's just start by how did everyone enjoy Visions?
Did you know that it's not called Visions everywhere?
No.
Do you know what it's called everywhere then?
Yeah.
I need every single place.
Listen, alright, I can find it on my phone, but I know it was called something. It started with like a D or something like that. Or something. It's listen, let's find out here. So what was your first impression? You know, we actually just jumped right into this and we're just going full fucking speed, like I said, and I didn't realize that we usually have a slow build up to these things.
We can just run straight into this one.
So why don't you tell us about just some current things?
Alright.
While I look this up.
Yeah, let's update each other on our lives, you know. I'm gonna go last. You go first, cause I might go on a little rant. So.
Oh wait, about the.
Just give a little quick update on, you know, how you feeling. How's your week been going?
Week's been good. Vision's been good
as well. Okay.
Baby's been good. He's in the other room.
I mean, as a child, in case they probably don't know, cause I don't think we discussed
it.
So my man does have a newborn child.
Yeah.
Father right here.
Mm-hmm. He's with his mom right now.
Speaking of Vision, since it's Star Wars related, you want to tell them what the name is of your son?
Oh, his name's Anakin.
Right. Yeah. So that's what's been going on.
Shows you what type of fan I am.
That's how you got anything else?
No.
That's how our guest Justin has been doing over the last week. John's busy trying to find the names of every single Visions around the country. But me, I'm going to be honest, I've been having a terrible day. It's been pretty shitty. Work was terrible because, you know, I'm going to say I'm a boss, but I'm top level right now.
Top tier?
I'm top tier at my job. So I'm trying to teach other people how to do things, and I'm trying to teach the new guy. And you have a child, so you can kind of relate. Well, not really yet, but you're going to be able to relate. I'm trying to teach somebody new something that they've never done before. And it's like, you're trying to teach it, and you know what you're doing, and they're not understanding it, so you're like, you're getting mad, but at the same time, you're like, they don't know what to do, so it's kind of difficult to teach them. So I'm already getting mad at that. Then the other guy I'm with didn't do nothing right all day. So, you know, I was just having a bad day at work. That's how today went. But then I had to run around, make a couple errands as I got off. I've just been 120 miles per hour all day, bro.
I feel that.
120, so I've been having a bad day. How about you, Jonathan?
I'm having a pretty good day today. I went out for my birthday lunch, I guess you could call it. Wasn't technically dinner because it was like around 1. We went to Longhorn Steakhouse and I had a burger.
How was that your experience there? How was the burger?
It was pretty good.
How did you get the burger?
Medium well.
We had this discussion in the gym.
Really?
Yeah. Because I told him I was never like a... I was always a well-done guy till like 5-6 years ago.
Same.
And I finally was like, let me baby step.
When I was younger, I was like well-done.
Yeah, like I was like everything well done.
Like that. Yeah. And then, like, eventually I started doing, like, medium well.
Yeah, I baby step. Like yep. I told him, I got to baby step my way down.
Yeah. Well, it was like a just, I can't just it go was like a, just an like, overnight switch for me. Like, one day I was like, I got a steak and it was like medium well instead.
Mine was like an overnight switch because we went to Golden Corral. Because I always got well done because my dad, for some reason, was like, eat a medium, not medium well, well done because it was, for some reason, it was easier for us to chew, which is bullshit that you're sitting there
chewing rubber pretty much.
There for like an hour just chewing on that one tiny piece.
Yeah, that one
and
piece.
It's worse if it's fat too, because it's just.
And you got the fat and the steak and the rubber.
It's so bad. But then we went to Golden Corral. You know, they have their all you can eat, but they give you the steaks and they're like, well, we already made the medium rare. Do you want to just take that? I was like, all right.
He said, all right.
He's like, all right. And I guess. I was like, oh.
See, I wish I made that overnight jump. I should have just went from well done straight to eating the raw cow, you know what I'm saying?
So what did you do? What did you do? You went from like...
I went from well done well to done. Medium well to... Oh, wait, did I just skip one?
I don't think so. Is there
it
anything...
It goes medium well, then medium rare. I feel like I'm skipping
no,
like two
no,
of
it's,
them.
No, it's medium well done. I think if there's either well and then there's... Medium
there's
well
done, there's
medium.
All right, and then there's
well,
there's well done, and there's well, then there's all right.
There's like medium well, like that. Saying these names, just when you say them,
when you
say again,
when you start thinking about
you
it, you're, like,
start,
you're like, who came
what
up with
is
this?
And then rare,
who came up with that? Like,
yeah.
They're cooking
and
they're like,
rare.
Like,
this is
well done.
Rare,
and they're like, this is well done.
Rare, raw,
but what about the
rest? And then
they
bought
into like,
but I like how after well done, it's burnt.
Right.
It's like,
oh, yeah.
How do you go from like, it's well done, it tastes really good, then it's like, eh.
Yeah, I'm eating charcoal at this point.
It's that line. It's that line from Loki where they couldn't go past it. They went past that line. They fucking broke through the
barrier. I really want to know who came up with like that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah, it's
well done makes sense because they're like, well, this is well done. And then how do you go from that to,
well,
oh,
done.
This is medium well. That's what I'm saying.
But that's like taste rankings.
But
I guess texture wise too, because people are like, oh, medium well or like,
yeah, like
well is well rare a thing? It's like medium rare.
I'm about to do that next time I go somewhere where they got meat. Like I'm like, how would you like your burgers? Let me get a well medium.
well rare.
Well rare.
Can I get a well rare steak?
I'm like, what?
They're like,
come again?
Are you saying well? Rare.
No.
Or are you saying, well, rare?
Like, no, I'm a
trendsetter. I'm making this up as I go along.
You're going to be like, oh, so rare. No, like, I want it well rare.
Like, yeah, so you got kind of like an attitude, too. And then be like, what'd you say? Come
again. Half the steak is like
well
done. And half the steak is like medium well.
It's like they shut the grill on half of it.
Yeah. They turned it off halfway through cooking it. They're like, I'm just turning this down. All right.
Well, no, it's like they have like a grill cover, and they, you know how they just have like the piece of steak, just like half of it hanging.
Oh, they literally have half of it hanging out. Like,
it's touched the knob.
One's being like, it's being cooked by like the heat lamps.
Oh my god.
For like the rare part.
They really got the steak right. They cut it in half. They put the one half on the grill. And they put the other half in the microwave for 50 minutes. You feel me?
That's
really
well done.
Yeah, that's the...
That's the well done part. That's the well of the well rare.
Oh, man. But, So visions.
So next time you go to any place where they have steak, make sure it's a fancy steakhouse, and you go, oh, how do you want this filet mignon cooked?
Well
rare.
I was before we jump to the next. I was gonna say I'm shocked you're like jump to well done to like something else was at Golden Corral. That was I was like,
well, honestly enough, that is like the place where like it became big because
really,
me and my family we always drove down to Disney and like we found Golden Corral and it was like they were like everywhere going down 95 to Disney, man. It was just everywhere.
Golden Corral.
And it was a buffet like you.
I don't
went
know
there.
What it is, bro. I'm not really.
Once they open
well,
back
it's,
up,
it,
yeah.
Well, no, it's because. They missed the ball entirely with the one in Vineland and
yeah,
the one in Egg Harbor.
Yeah.
Those two were, like, because a lot of them were hit and miss. Because you'd go to one in one state and be like the best thing ever, and then you go to one another state and it's like, so it's kind of like it just speaks to like where it is. You know what I mean? Like some places are really good and some places.
And they also
kind of
had specials too. So certain days they had like really good steaks, and the other days
like one day was like the seafood day and stuff like that. Because
they had like a garlic parmesan steak at one day. That was good.
And you ever been to Shady Maple in Pennsylvania?
No.
You gotta take a trip. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet. It's a great buffet. Bro, I have been here probably six times now. Six for six. Easily.
You buying for my birthday?
I mean, honestly, it's cheap. It's like, I think I went with my cousin like last month, and it was like...
Per person?
Yeah, you could pay per person or pay as a group. So I'll probably just pay as the group. It's only gonna be like... If it's just me and you, it'd be like $30.
Boy, you got to take me.
I was going to say, if you're coming, it'd probably be like 40.
You might have to pay.
You might have to chip in a little bit.
He will, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's on
remember
like...
when Chinese buffets were really big?
Bro, hell yeah. I used to go crazy at the Chinese
buffet. Like, you used
buffet.
To, like, find, like, Chinese buffets that were like, really big and really cool, you know what I mean? Like, inside, it was real elegant. They had, like, the different, like,
the one in Maze Landing was like that for a little while. And then I went there, like, 5 years ago. Not the same. I think it's because I grew up.
Well, no, I think it literally was just like a drop in the quality of food and stuff like that. Like, I don't know what it was. DoorDash came out and fucked everything up.
You goddamn right.
Even though, guess what?
I am a
DoorDash
driver.
DoorDash does not fucking deliver here. No, Domino's doesn't deliver here.
I was going to say DoorDash definitely delivers here.
Yeah.
I was going to say, bro.
They've got Wendy's a couple times.
I was going to say, I definitely got those wings delivered here.
That was a different app.
Well, no.
It was just wings, wasn't it?
No, that was DoorDash.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We got Wendy's DoorDash delivered here from Wendy's.
Yeah.
But they used DoorDash
I was
going to
say, I didn't know you could do that.
It's like they privately contract out their takeout orders.
Yeah, I did not know you could just call
Wendy's
and be like, let me get delivered.
With certain places, it's free delivery. Like, I think McDonald's is free delivery, too, and like Burger King and such.
I'm about to call Rite Aid and be like, yeah, let me get delivered.
Can I door? You can, actually, like. Dang. Postmates and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty much... It literally only matters if someone signs up for it to work it. Mm. So, like, if you're the only Postmates, dude, you're driving fucking everywhere.
I might
but
do that.
But you might be making bank as
yeah,
well.
I was like, I might...
You might be making a lot of money.
Depending.
You might be.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'll do that depending on what they ask
you. But then you would also... You would also have to deliver to the really shady places.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I would not want to do delivery. Because I'm like, I know I could also deliver to these like really nice areas where I don't have to worry about it. And the dude will just
fun
give me
fact.
A nice tip. But if I do have to do a delivery to a shady area.
See, fun fact. Because I am a DoorDash driver myself.
Really?
Yeah, I am. I can, you know, if I go in there
fun
right
fact.
Now, I am a driver for DoorDash.
He's a part-time podcaster, full-time DoorDash delivery man.
You can actually pick the
and
places.
His hobby is working at his regular job.
Yeah, that's just a hobby, you know?
That's a hobby.
Yeah, for fun.
Yeah, he's...
Just so you can...
Every day, he tells us all about it all the time. He's like, man, I really enjoy doing this hobby with these people.
Oh, man, that was not good. But,
some of the most... Best teammates I've ever had.
You can actually pick your places on DoorDash, though. They mark the area. You can say, I only want a DoorDash in this area.
That's so, real fucking...
If you really want money...
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, if you really want money, I pick, like, the...
I thought
I was joking. Oh,
no. I thought the delivery, like, the delivery area. Like, you could pick just a random fucking spot, like a back alley.
Oh, no.
I want my DoorDash delivered right here in front of my dumpster.
But you can put options like that on DoorDash, like... Drop it off in my chimney. You know what's crazy?
You know what's fucking crazy? I've been to L.A. Almost every single homeless person has an iPhone.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going for a second. I was going to say.
Almost every single homeless person
in
is
LA?
A DoorDash delivery driver.
In L.A.?
In L.A.
Bro, I've seen videos of homeless people in L.A.
That's a different breed.
Is that Gucci? Yeah.
That's a different breed.
Is that Burberry? It got buried over there, bro. It's different from homeless over here. I'll tell
it's
you that.
It's different. Very different. You
homeless
go to the
over here.
You see the homeless people over in New York City, man. They're all sleeping on cardboard boxes. They're doing just. They're eating rats. You go to L.A., they're eating In-N-Out. Half eating In-N-Out, mind you. And, you know, they're going inside celebrities' trash cans, taking the Gucci.
Taking
the everything.
The $50,000 Rolex watch. They're taking. They actually have shoes.
Oh yeah.
They don't have.
They're wearing the Louis loafers. They picked up from Paris Hilton's trash can.
But let's get to. Let's get to the main topic of discussion here, fellas.
To Visions. This man made a bunch of notes and he ranked the episodes.
Yes.
I have. All right. Let's start off with our own first impressions.
Yeah.
I will go with mine because mine's the quickest. Everybody has a bad feeling about this. Nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody in that entire series is competent. Nobody. Mm. Because they all don't know what's going on. They're all... number one, episode one is the best one, I think. And everything else after that, I can just leave.
Because
I watched everything, but everyone's real incompetent. You have, the twins episode.
That's the third one, right?
The twins episode? Dude, that was Neil Patrick Harris and Allison Brie. You know that?
Was it really?
Neil Patrick Harris, yeah.
What?
Yeah, those are the voices for the twins.
Shit. Damn.
Fun fact.
It makes it even worse now. It's like, no.
It makes you even more,
It makes you think, it should have been better then. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but, putting kyber crystals in your chest and using lightsaber whips and surviving.
Okay, she was basically the Star Wars equivalent of Whiplash from...
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
Now that I think of it.
She's Whiplash. That definitely is accurate. So, all right, you got it.
Because she's trying to obtain a power source as well. Once she gets it, it destroys her.
Shit. We just cracked the code, ladies and gentlemen. Star Wars Visions is really... Episode 3 it's really Iron Man 2.
Yeah, That was Iron Man 2.
Someone watched too much
That
Iron
was
Man
what 2. If Star Wars was Iron Man 2 Visions.
That concludes.
There was also an Elon Musk cameo in The Robot, who, oddly enough, you pointed out, I think, that... The robot had to wear, a helmet in space, but she didn't.
Yeah, everyone,
she was fine. Both of them were just breathing.
Everyone could breathe in space but the androids.
The robots needed... the mech droid, the astromech, he was fine. But the main droid, the walking droid with the chick, he had, a helmet on in space to get her and didn't put the helmet on her.
Jesus Christ.
They all breathe in space.
Once Princess Leia was allowed to survive that, it was out the window. They disrespected my boy Admiral Akbar. Forgot about him. Didn't even memorialize him. Then have his son in the next video and completely just glance over his death. They're like, we lost a lot of good people. Not to mention the man who pointed out that it's a trap!
Classic meme.
Why couldn't he point it out then? Admiral Akbar? Huh?
Talk to him.
Jeez. Then you got... I still can't get over Princess Leia being able to survive that. I wish she just would have, that would have been it. It's this moment of silence, everything falls, and everyone's like...
Oh, this shit really happened.
She's dead, you know what I mean? That's it. But no, she has to... What the fuck is that? But we're talking about Visions, not the busted ass sequel trilogy.
That was her pimp finger. She realized forgot her money. She had to go back.
She's like, wait, Ray owes me some credits. I get that bitch. Tried to take my last name.
Let me go second since I'll have a pretty quick one as well.
Okay, yeah, honestly, I can take and leave every single other episode besides one. One was fantastic. I love it. I really hope they make that an actual serious thing and actually make it a bigger thing. I would love to see that.
Me, same.
Fix this droid before that pot boils.
same thing pretty much. Episode one, definitely they should make a little series, a little 10-episode series out of that. That was a great episode. Great little cliffhanger at the end, kind of. It was a little bit of a cliffhanger. But, besides that, I'd say as a whole, I'd probably give it a 6 out of 10. Because most of the episodes, like you said, I could do without. But I did two other ones. I did 7. And I think 4 or 5. I don't really remember, honestly. I had to look at the picture of it real quick. But that's my quick little... 6 out of 10. Would I watch the whole thing again? No.
Okay. And then we'll... Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then we'll go to you, and then I'll kind of, like, say what I was going to say about the other things. This is when we're going to really talk.
Oh, yeah, what do you rate the whole show?
Well, you got to give your thing first, and then we're going to do it, because we're going to go deep inside, and then we're going to break it
down. Yeah, I was just giving it a whole, and then we're going to...
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk...
Your personal experience.
We'll talk about one after this, but episode one was by far the best... episode out of all of them.
Alright, that's it. 3 for 1. Let's wrap it up.
We're done.
We're just talking about episode one. That's it.
But if I was to rate the whole show in its entirety, I think it'd be like a 7 out of 10. There are some that are very lackluster, and there are some that are really good. One was just the best, all right. You can't stop praising that one. That one was too good. And,
go ahead.
2 and 3 were probably the worst.
Dumpster juice.
Episode 2 and 3 were the worst.
That sounds like something a Hutt would drink.
What episode was the one with the Pinocchio?
That was Toby.
Toby. Toby one. I forget.
TOB1. It's like episode.
Oh, that was like 7. That was like 6. That's 6.
6. Yeah. 6.
Yes. I didn't like that one.
Episode 6.
It was so stupid.
I wouldn't say it was as bad as 2 and 3, but it was down there. But I kind of liked it.
Apparently, that was like an Astro Boy sort of.
Oh yeah, that's
Tomorrow.
Shout out.
Was he Tio?
Yeah. Tio. It's Toby. Toby.
I said Aro.
TOB1.
Yeah.
Okay, I did like 5.
It looked like some like Steven Universe ass animation.
Hell yeah! What you know about Steven Universe?
I never watched it. I just seen
pictures
of it before.
It's solid.
But yeah,
is that a good anime?
Oh my god, bro! I'm gonna send you 3 good animes to watch. They're real short.
If this is all anime and that looks like that style of art,
see, look,
that is now by definition an anime.
Let me tell you something before, because Don's not like a big anime guy besides obviously the Toy Stories and the Cars.
That's not really anime, that's just animation.
That's anime! Anime!
But nah, really, like, on a serious note, actual anime, John's not like into that. Not, I wouldn't say you're not into it, you just haven't gave it a go yet. So
I'm just not really into it.
Have you tried though?
Yeah, I'm getting it. I watched Dragon Ball Z and stuff.
You weren't a fan of Dragon Ball Z?
No, I liked it, but it's just like I don't get excited for cartoons. I'm excited for What If though.
Right,
what
so
If
look.
Is the only cartoon type animated style sort of thing that's kept me like drawn in.
Okay, this is what I'm gonna do for you right here.
Okay.
By Sunday, I'm gonna give you 3 animes. They're real short.
Okay.
No more
Sunday.
Than 2 seasons.
You want me to watch these by Sunday?
You don't have give them no to no. I'm just gonna Sunday. Give them to you by Sunday. I'm gonna give you 3 animes to okay. watch. And you just test
are
them
all
out.
Animes this quick?
Which ones?
No, most animes are long as shit.
Oh, fuck. See, that's also ones. Too. Yeah, it's see, I don't what I don't like about 90s most.
90s Berserk. There you go. That's
one. You know what I have found about most animes that I really don't like?
I find I know where you're going to.
It's the moments where they're just kind of like
monologues.
All the filler.
Filler's terrible.
Yeah, pretty much all the
filler. Just kind of walking. And they're just doing some things, and someone's like, and they're like, "What's wrong?" I don't know. That shit. Like, I don't like that. Like,
yeah, see,
it's
yeah.
in every single anime that I've ever seen, and I'm just like, I can't.
I'm gonna give you 3
it's
good
so
animes,
annoying.
Bro. I'm gonna give you 3 good ones. All you don't have to watch them straight through. Just give it a little game.
He's talking about like the slow mo parts. He's like,
yeah, but I'm like, how did he do this?
Yeah, they're having, they're having a whole conversation with themselves for like 5 minutes.
Yeah!
There's no way!
I know, he talks like, he says a whole 30
minutes. Or no, they have that
flashback.
Yeah!
Like
yeah!
1 minute and then falls down and he's like,
But in real time, it's supposed to be from like the moment that they get hit and fall on the ground, but it's like a slow-mo version. It's like, what is this? I know this happens in like regular movies too and everything like that, but at least they go, you're probably wondering how I got here. And yeah. then they say, explain.
See, that's why I'm going to give you 3 good ones. Because I'm not the guy that's going to give you an anime and it's like 200 episodes.
Should I read the manga first?
I'm not one of those guys. I'm going to give you 3 good ones. They're nice, short, and sweet. One of them has a great ending. One of them leaves you, like, shot. Like, you need to know what
happens
next.
I'm really confused, though. Like, I don't... Like, anime fans must have a problem because they all read books from, like, the back to the front.
That's how the books are made.
Why do they read, like, the end of the book
first? Oh, yeah, I don't know who made it. I don't know. Yeah, the first person to do that, I don't know.
I think it's because they read from right to left in Japanese, so that's how...
Oh, shit. So that's how I think that's a fact, actually.
Yeah.
I think they do read from right to left over there.
I was trying to make a joke and be like, oh, they read it from the back, and then you guys are going to be like...
Like, oh, actually, they do.
You took too damn long.
I was trying to make a joke. Well, actually, that's...
Well, damn. Before you say that, because they do. Be like, well, you know, it's true. It's a fact. Like, they do.
You're acting like, what's his name? From Man and Medan.
What was his name? Oh, Brad.
Yeah, fucking Brad. Well, actually, you know... They happen to read back from front because...
Well, see, the thing is, in our culture, what they do is...
Starts falling asleep. Oh, I keep talking Colin
Robinson. Oh, yeah, Colin Robinson.
Yeah, but
the shadows.
But to conclude that,
he's
bro,
just
I'm
an energy vampire.
But to conclude that, I'm going to send you three, bro. Because the ones I watch, I like, I'm not the typical anime watcher. I like the ones where most animes, you know what's going to happen. You're like, all right, they got a good guy, bad guy. They're going to fight for 500 episodes. The good guy's going to win at the end. I like the ones where you think that, and in the very first episode, some shit happens, and you're like, oh, shit. All right. Like,
do they end in a standstill like the Fast and Furious fights because no one can be caught losing?
No. These end.
I need to, however you say it, inspect these three episodes.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Enemies.
He said, I gotta make sure they're valid.
All right, let's... He's got to vet them. He's got to put them through customs
first.
Yeah, I need to know which ones you're talking about here before you start.
Dubs or subs?
No, listen, the ones I'm going to tell you to, you can watch it either way.
Okay, good, because I don't read closed captions.
Oh, man.
I don't like closed captions.
You probably never notice when I send you videos, but I always got my closed captions on. Just because I watch that much anime, even like What If, I got
Dude,
the captions
I always
on.
Have, I always have my subtitles yeah. on.
Right, it's just
always
a habit now. I'm also
even ask her in other rooms. I'm always having.
Oh yeah, dude. I go over there and like I see them watching something. We watch Clerks. Like, what was it? We watch Clerks, Mallrats, Clerks 2, and they had the like the fucking closed captions for everything.
Because I'm so
I'm like,
used to not understanding anyone talking.
Yeah,
so always have it
it's just
on,
always on for
just
me
in
now.
Case.
Well, it's the volume's low, so I always thought like, oh, they got the volume low.
Well,
so they
that
got
is
closed
also
captions
another
on.
Thing because your parents usually are sleeping when we're watching movies. So
I also just can't hear sometimes too. Like when I watch it at my house, I don't know what it is. I like can't hear it. I'm like, I gotta read it now. It is
especially
it is.
When you have like fans on, they got the wind hitting in the ears.
Oh, my air is always blasting at night, and that's loud too.
You guys got problems that I don't have.
I mean, you're blind.
I am.
I mean, I'm blind and deaf. So,
I'm just
and I'm losing hair. I'm getting old. Yeah, bro,
oh
over
God.
Here.
It's
spinning over here, bro. About 5 years from now.
Damn.
Going bald.
Just get those haircuts while you can.
I'm trying, man.
Nah, all you gotta do is get the black powder on.
Nah, see, I can't trust that. I start sweating and then, you know, it's not gonna be a good scene.
Well, you just gotta spray paint it.
Same
Sharpie?
Thing. Now we're talking.
Permanent marker.
Now we're talking.
Permanent marker.
I'm gonna look like those people now and then it's gonna look weird, but.
You can just use, what is it? The, flex glue.
I'm gonna
flex glue. Just put it all on there. You can style it, you know
I'm
what
just,
I mean?
I'm gonna just get, the chia pet shit that they used to use. Like, I'm gonna be a real life chia pet, you feel me?
Chia. Implants. Hair plugs. Oh.
That scared me, low key.
Got a text message.
Come
anyway, you have to tell us, sir, about your visions. What do you think in a whole of it? We cut you off there and started talking about other shit.
Yes.
If you're not familiar, we get dangerously distracted on this podcast.
We're on real tangents over here.
Yeah, wait, hold up. Let me bring up my notes just so I can just bring. So basically, everything besides episodes 6, 3, and 2 were pretty much good.
Okay.
6, 3, and 2 were probably the worst ones out of all 9.
Okay.
And 3 and 2 were probably the worst by a long shot. 6 is iffy, but no.
Yeah, like I wish they would have done better music in 2. Like they would have just done like
a
heavy rock version.
I'm keeping it being. I meant to send you a snap. I did kind of like that song they were singing at the end.
Were you watching it in Japanese?
Okay, hello, welcome to Dangerously Diverse. I'm your host, John. This is my co-host, Justin. And that's it.
That's it. I'm going to be cropped out the whole video. It's going to be a black square from right here.
Well, look, we have the ability to, see? Right here.
There's plenty of room.
It's right there.
You're going to crop all the audio out. The video starts now.
We'll be like, is there a ghost in here?
Oh my gosh. So you want to get into episode
like... No, I want to get into...
I'm trying to go fast.
Hold on, let's
you
stop.
You like the song? What about it made you like it?
Hold on, they probably don't even understand what we're talking about right now. Let's
Okay, let's go to episode one. Let's get into it. Let's get into episode one.
Shut up, Siri.
What the fuck?
See, she doesn't understand what we're talking about.
So Visions, episode one.
All right, what is it called again?
It is called The Duel.
The Duel.
A wandering stranger with a mysterious past defends a village from powerful bandits.
Ooh.
All right, well, let's...
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
Now, can I just first start off by saying they got some badass designs. I love the design of the droid. I love how it looks, the aesthetic of it. He looks like a Christmas tree a little bit because of his lights and shit, but he looks badass with, like, the bamboo stuff on him and everything. The dude's outfit... Dripping.
Mm-hmm.
Samurai dripping.
Samurai drip.
Samurai drip. His lightsaber. Love the fact that it's like a lightsaber katana. And then at the end, he did the thing where he like pulled up the blade and kind of put it back down and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then he showed like the kyber crystals and stuff like that. Like, this man's hunting.
My man was a plug.
He's like, what you need? And then he gave the kid the kyber crystal and stuff like that, man. Like, it's...
He's like, it wards off evil, but doesn't that like... Attract evil because it's...
Well, maybe they'll sense it and they'll be like, oh, fuck.
It's like, oh, there's another Sith over here.
That's why episode one was so good, because when he first met the Sith of that episode, I forget her name, but she popped up.
Bride of Frankenstein? hair.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bride of Frankenstein.
She popped up to the little village, you know. She got it cracking. She handled
business.
Well,
they're bandits, weren't they? Or no. The bandits came, and then...
And then she came out, because they were getting work in, and she popped up like, I got it.
Yeah, and like a lot of the villains and most of this Vision, she didn't really do that much talk. And she talked while she was fighting, but unlike everyone else, she didn't monologue
and
just
sit
there.
Yeah, that's
great.
That's
good. I like that. I really like that. I fucking love the umbrella.
The umbrella?
The lightsaber umbrella is like... It doesn't seem very practical, and it doesn't seem like it should work, but...
Until it happened. Until it worked.
Yeah.
I think it was
so
because
dope.
Of the simple fact that it's to help deflect blasters better, like, especially when it happens.
So they're not, like, all ding, ding, ding.
Yeah,
because
she was using it
just holding it, like...
Gatling gun.
Yeah.
Part, so that's probably what it was used for, and then when she started fighting Ronan, she took it off.
I think episode one was just so good because... There's a lot of questions that it leaves you with. Like, that's why I like good
who
anime.
Who is
that's,
this dude? What's
they're like,
going
who's
on
this, they don't tell you who this dude is the whole time. We don't know his name yet.
So all animes are one episode?
No, that's how all anime should start, how that started. They leave you like, the hell? Like, I need more. They don't tell you his name.
That's like the
they don't
best
give you
ever.
His they don't give you his background at all. Like,
oh, it's great.
Yeah, they don't tell you nothing about it. They just, all you know is
actually no, I take it back. They shouldn't continue it. They should just leave it at that.
Leave you
because we always ask for more and more
and
things.
More is always worse.
And then eventually like they make another one and they're like, "Well, man, we wanted him to be this or we would have thought it would have done this and that." Leave it then.
That does make sense.
Makes sense, yeah.
Because
now that we're talking about all this, we're like, don't know who he is. And so we're just like, just leave it at that.
They should just make a movie about it and just leave it at that.
That would probably
just,
be a better
just
than
just
a series.
Just extend it.
Just make a movie.
Like a prequel.
Yeah, like...
Make like a prequel to it. Or, you know, just make in season two of Visions, make the first episode a prequel to it. Don't make a sequel, make a prequel. Make it to how he got there and kind of explain who he is, and then we'll understand the broader narrative, and then it catches us up.
And with how the first episode started in season one.
Like, we just see him kind of, like, stroll up to the village. You know what I mean?
That's a good idea. See, look, you need to make anime, bro.
I need to write for Disney.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
So that, we pretty much all got the same...
Yeah.
Same opinion on episode one. Great. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
For sure. Now,
the painstaking probably 2 minutes that we will go over episode two.
Tatooine Rhapsody. Not Boheme. Tatooine.
More like trash to...
Trash-ass city.
Trash-ass
city. Trash-ass city. This is a
trash-ass city. Trash-ass city. Now, we see the slaughtering of young Jedi younglings, I can only assume. I don't know where this takes place, but it's little Ash Ketchum running with a lightsaber. He jumps off.
Yeah, broken one at that.
It breaks because
he jumped out.
Jumps off the thing and he lands in the thing with the little hut dude. He's like, "Who are you?" And then it starts from there. And then they're at a show, I believe, right? They're at a show, and then Boba
shows up.
Boba
and
the Fett comes.
Does it really explain why Jabba the Hutt wants the other hut, other than him being another hut?
And he's like, "Oh, Jabba wants you back to, like, join him." And he's like, "Oh, I'm not gonna do it. All right, I'll hang you, motherfucker." Like, that's the penalty? Jabba's like, "Listen, no son of mine.
Bro, listen to
I'ma hang you first."
They're gonna hang him?
Yes!
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they were gonna hang that motherfucker.
How are they gonna hang a slug? He ain't got no chin.
Well, what happens is they're gonna hang him, right? They're gonna wrap a rope around him, hang him from there, and then it's gonna spray him with, like, Clorox or whatever.
They could have got like
They're gonna put a big magnifying glass up to the sun with a light.
No.
They could have just got like a big fish hook and just cut.
They're gonna take a
net.
Salt shaker, just
a big ass salt shaker.
Well, they should have just taken him to the planet Crate for that.
Bro, honestly, going into the description of it, we should have known off the jump that it was not going to be a good...
because you think you could make that good.
The description?
Bro, if I heard this, a band with big dreams must save one of their own from Jabba the Hutt and Boba Fett.
A band
with big dreams?
I want to be optimistic. They could do it.
I'm not being optimistic.
I'm going to give them credit where credit is due. I like the instrument weapons. The instrument weapons are pretty cool. Like, the blaster where you, like, bam, and they, like, shot out, and then the flamethrower one, too, dude. Those were cool.
Okay, I guess.
Although, what I did not like... See, I thought what was going to happen at the end was they were going to perform, and they had this master plan to get them out of there, right? And
The power of
friendship. They're like, "Hey, yo, Jabba, we can..." No, the power of pouring yourself out to the highest bidder.
Facts, he did. He said, "Hey, we'll perform for you if you don't
kill us. We'll work for free.
Yeah.
Just don't hang him."
Yeah.
Basically, in Jabba, you see his tail going.
Yeah, so...
He's like, "I'm kind of digging this."
Episode 2, trash.
Let's move.
I will say this. I did like the fact that Boba Fett was going to pub stomp the shit out of the main character.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, "You don't try this." He's like, "Please don't." He's like,
"Don't fucking do it,
buddy. He's like, "I know you got the power of friendship and all that, but I'm Boba Fett."
Yeah.
He's like, "You got the power of friendship. I got a blaster, a rocket."
That was pretty much the only good thing about that episode was Boba Fett was Boba Fett. Like, he's straight to
He's
straight
like,
to
"Did
to
you watch
himself.
Episode 6? I have 6 movies before I die."
Yeah, thanks.
No, not even 6 movies. He lived after that. He got out.
So.
He got out.
We're done with episode 2 now, or?
I don't like the lightsaber microphone.
You didn't like the lightsaber microphone?
That was fucking stupid.
I felt alright about that.
I thought he fucking reworked it. I thought he made it good. And he was gonna take it off and start slicing motherfuckers. I thought it was gonna be cool.
Yeah.
But no, they're just singing, "Da, da, da, friendship through the galaxy, blah, blah, blah."
I forget what the hell the lyrics were for that damn song.
I basically just said them right there.
I said, "It has to be, it has to sound
you
better.
You know who we are."
Oh, yeah.
Da, da, da.
That's all they say, "You know who we are." I don't know who you are.
He's like, "Encore, how many fucking songs do you have?"
Sounds like only 3.
You all don't look like you've aged a day.
There's only 3.
How long could it have been? Literally, that episode, a week after he fell into that thing. A week after. What were their songs? Do you want an encore? Play the same song.
Yeah, you know,
same
like,
song.
You,
remix
episode
you
know what?
Song.
You know what happens in a follow-up to that episode? Turns out they can't write another song and Jabba just fucking kills them all. They all get thrown into the pit with a rancor.
They're like, "We weren't expecting this. I thought this episode was trash that we didn't have to make another one."
Shit. You're like, damn right about that.
They're like, "Oh shit, here we go again."
Another thing about the age, they all look so kitty like that.
Even Boba Fett looks like future.
Boba Fett looks like a child.
It made him look Disneyfied. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be an anime.
It wasn't Disneyfied. That was like
that was chibi. Yeah. That was like big head, small body.
Yeah, they already made it like I can't think of it.
They're gonna make like little mini pop figures out of them.
You ever play NBA Jam?
I've seen it.
I was gonna say I got you,
big
bro.
Heads. It's like a bobblehead, pretty much, kind
of. All right, it wasn't nothing on there.
Anyway, regardless. All right. Let's breeze past episode two.
Wait, another thing. How did you guys like the music in episode one?
Oh, the music was good. Everything was good, about it. Score, the tension, all that, the atmosphere, the mood.
Yeah, everything about
that little dude. I love the trick that he did. The trick through the water. She saw the lightsaber and went, shh. And he was like right behind him going, surprise, motherfucker. episode three now.
Yeah, episode
we're
three.
Done on that NBA Jam thing.
I was trying to find it, though.
We're done. Admit defeat like I did with the vision. I never spoke about it again, remember?
It's over. Episode three.
The twins.
It had potential. It had potential, and they fumbled the bag.
I didn't think it had potential in the beginning.
The idea behind
it. They
didn't
catch the ball.
Yeah. Exactly.
But listen, they're playing catch with themselves. they just threw the ball up in the air, and they're like,
They're throwing Hail Marys, but the quarterback's...
They jammed their finger.
Iron Man 2,
but Star Wars.
Bro, I honestly think it had potential story-wise, like... Having your sister.
I thought the suits were cool.
In the beginning?
I thought the suits were cool, and I wanted to keep them on. And then he took them off, and then I was like, this weak ass!
Dude, look at this man! It was so lackluster, because it was kind of like, I was looking at him, and was like, wait a minute. What the hell's going on? Then this guy just get done talking to him or something?
Okay, alright, so in the beginning of the episode, we saw the dude go into the room.
Dude.
And it threw me off a little bit because I didn't know there was two of them at first. I thought that one was the same person.
And then he's already downstairs.
And then all of a sudden, you're like, oh, where's your brother? I'm like, whoa.
You didn't mention
another person on this ship. Isn't this the same costume?
That's what I'm saying. It had potential, just terrible writing.
There's no potential then. When it was doomed from the start.
No, because I feel like the idea was good. They're like having an evil sister.
They're both born from the Sith. Yeah, they're raised by the Sith and everything like that. They could have had a great story.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, think about it like this. They started this story at like the beginning of their lives. You know what I mean? Like this is like they're really young. They're trying to fulfill their purpose. They should have been doing this all along. They should have been like destroying worlds. And then it should have taken a toll on the brother.
And the brother's like...
They hadn't even killed anybody yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's getting cold feet, basically.
That's what I'm saying. We need to take the idea and just make it ourselves.
Yeah. Like, I think you said that the really cool, like, design of the twin starships... With the special beam cannon in the middle.
I just realized this. You know why that episode still sucked? Even if it was perfect, it took notes from Rise of Skywalker with the fucking Star Destroyer.
Oh, my God.
They all have the power and stars.
And at the end, is she good or is she still evil? She's still fucking evil.
Yeah, she's still evil.
Then it cuts to him going, we saved her. Hopefully, she finds her way back to us. And I'm like...
He said, I know she's out there.
Are you fucking stupid?
Did you watch any Star Wars Visions? Yes.
Every single character, all right, that is a sibling of the other in this entire nine episodes that is evil always fucking dies and stays evil.
Yeah, so
there is no turning.
He must have not got the clue. He didn't read the script. He read his episode and that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, can we please talk about the background art for this episode? That was what caught me off guard.
Art style was weird.
The characters...
Then the mirror dimension that went into it, too.
The characters were okay, but the background was so bland. And
oh, I got you saying that.
It was so... Here, I think there...
It's the empty void of space, my guy.
It looked... I said...
Be happy!
The background looked like it was animated in Microsoft Paint. That's how bad the background.
They clicked
a
little
was.
Blue button and just clicked the screen and it went across the whole thing.
Like it was so.
I mean, no, they hit the little dropper.
Yeah, the little dropper.
It looked like
filled the whole screen up. That's it.
Then they went around with a pencil tool with the white dots,
making stars. Yeah.
Remember, you know the ball from Epcot.
Yeah.
You know how on
they make it look 3D. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know how on the screen they have the they're like pick your future and stuff. You know how.
Oh yeah, Spaceship Earth.
Yeah. The background of this episode looked like that.
Damn.
The characters were all right, but the background did not fit whatsoever. And also,
it had like four different anime styles: Microsoft Paint, Pokemon, and
well, Kill
Iron Man
Kill
2.
Is what I've played. You ever watch Kill la Kill?
The anime?
Yeah,
I haven't.
I've seen it.
Well, then that's probably what
I didn't
based
really...
off of. Not you. Yu-Gi-Oh.
I didn't look at I didn't really like
Speed
Kill Racing. Kill that much and that
the Jetsons, the Flintstones.
Yeah, that's
Yogi Bear.
Oh my God.
Barney the Dinosaur.
Samurai Jack.
I didn't
Johnny Bravo.
I didn't notice
next.
The music at all.
I didn't either. I don't
remember.
Rocky and Bullwinkle, number one anime of all time.
The sister fucking. Oh, did you notice her name's Am? Was the girl's name? It's Am.
Like A-M?
A-M.
Oh, I forgot their names.
And the dude's name's Kare. He's a car.
Am Car?
But basically, this whole episode was a little...
Karame.
It was basically a rehash of Vader versus Luke, but if they were brother and sister.
They failed at that attempt.
Yeah,
No, it was Anakin versus Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
They
basically,
still failed at that.
If they were both bad guys.
I mean, I can see that now, but... It still was annoying.
And
it was so stupid.
This isn't your purpose, sister!
She was basically a... she was basically a mix of Vader and General Grievous. And
no!
Also the,
that's that was the Iron Spider suit.
Yeah.
Get out of here! She was like another pile of trash to add to my collection.
Oh, we already talked about how they could...
No, that's what Star Wars said. Star Wars said that's another pile of trash to add in my collection.
Along with episode 2, we threw both of those in there real quick.
Oh, episode 2? Fuck episode 2. Burn it all down to the ground. Episode 2 is fucking trash.
Episode
2 of this and episode 2 of the prequels. Trash. Both trash.
This episode 3.
So what are we giving episode 3 then?
I'm giving episode 3.
So far,
2
is trash.
2
is the worst one.
I'm giving it.
Oh, that was negative. What was
negative
2?
Negative 10.
This one was.
Oh, number 2 is like negative 10 as well.
So, as well to just both.
You know, there were some people that kind of liked this, and I was like, how?
Episode 1, 10 out of 10. See, that's how. Okay. That's how. Because he made notes after he watched them. It wasn't like he thought about it and made notes. That's how forgettable. Some of these were.
Yeah.
Most of them. Because of the fact that we only remember episode 1 vividly.
Yeah.
Episode 1 I can remember vividly. That one,
like, we remember bits and pieces from this, but it's mainly the action beats. When shit actually goes down. Like, there's other points and shit like that in it, where it's like, who cares? Like, episode, because they're really fast and stuff like that, too, but even in the grand scale of things, there's still a lot of things to do. Can we go back to episode 2 real quick? And he gets mad, when he gets mad, he's like, maybe he's right. Maybe we are just a bit. What the fuck?
He said, maybe we are just a bit.
Yeah, like, excuse me?
Then they had the little, whatever that was, played all the old clips of them when they first made their first song.
He's like, yeah, guys! Like, oh, from, like, last week.
Yeah.
Their first joke. That was the first time we played together.
You like
last week.
You like how when he gets out and, like, it stops raining, but you still see watermarks? Like, he was
that's
crying.
Tears.
He was
that's
still
tears.
Crying that entire time. Man. I was like, wow.
Well, they wanted to show him crying, so they didn't animate the rain there.
It was like,
he's gonna blend in with his tears.
Or it was already raining, they just edited the rain and moved
it
onto his face.
Listen, if it was gonna be raining when he was out there, the rain was gonna be going, like, hard sideways.
Yeah, right. And make sure the tears came
through. Yeah. And he'd be shadowing down his eyes and stuff like that, and you'll only be able to see this. And you'd be like, we gotta get him back, guys.
Alright, fuck episode 2. Episode 3, I honestly don't think it was as bad as you guys think. So it was still not good. Okay,
fine. It was better than episode 2.
Yeah, it was better than 2, so.
It was better than 2, but not by a lot.
Yeah, not by a lot. All
right, think about it like this, right? All right,
if we're going to, get, like, rate it, listen, I'd say if 2 episode, was, like, literally 2 out of 10. And episode 3 was episode, 3 out of
10. If episode 2 is AIDS, episode 3 is herpes.
What in the world?
Severity-wise. One's the worst and one's mild. You can live with it.
But I would never. Yo. Mind.
All right, skipping that.
Yeah.
Let's go to episode 4. What the fuck was episode 4?
Here. Episode 4 was the bride.
Oh, the village bride.
Village bride. I will say this: the music was on point for this one.
Was this
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah, I was gonna say, was this the one where like the guy and the girl went to that little
beginning. And then in the beginning the guy is like taking the chick up to the thing on his back and everything like that. She's like, I'm gonna walk. He's like, can't have you with dirty feet. You like feet, my guy? Is that why? You damn well know she would have walked and it was fine for her to walk.
Nah.
He just wanted
really
that pristine feet for that.
If he really liked feet, he wouldn't have cared because that would have been more flavor for him to suck off.
He wanted the, he wanted that clean feet for that post.
He's like,
for that post-marital chucking fuck.
They don't know about that yet.
But yeah,
they don't know about the chucking fuck.
The whole story of the village pride was basically they were, the village was, marrying off one chief
to save the old dude.
Okay,
what?
Yeah, I remember now.
We gotta save the grandfather, we gotta give this chick.
Well, because she was next in line to inherit, becoming the chief of the village, so that she was basically marrying the raiders to stop them from killing them all or some shit.
Which is to save the grandfather from having to go with
him.
Yeah. Now that you say it, it's actually going exactly how Justin said. Episode 2 was a 2. Episode 3. Episode 4, it was a little better than 3, so I'll give it a 4.
Would you give episode 6 a 6? Exactly.
I might have given it a 4.
I would
have
put episode 4 above 6 by a lot because of the simple fact that I really liked the music in 4.
Yeah.
But the 4 was, like, I put it on here, it sounded gorgeous but sinister at the same
time.
That, like, there was something going on with it because you didn't really know what was going on until the end. Mid part, and you're like, oh, that's why.
I like the guy's just lackadaisical attitude when he's just shooting up. He's like, bam, bam. And then he throws his fucking helmet down.
They're like, what's that?
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
All the droids die.
I might put 4 on the same.
Well, all those droid guys!
Yeah, because, I don't know, I like their world building for the episode 4 a lot, a little bit, because they kind of, like, went to
They described the
Force differently on this planet. They called it the Magni or something.
The Magni.
Magna. Magna.
What the Magna Corpo.
Magnum.
Shout out to Jay-Z. I have to write
it down. My Magnum.
Put the gold Magnum. Can't fit those. Huh?
Because it's too small.
Am I right?
The Magina. That's what it's called. It's God. Magina.
The Magina.
The Magina.
Magina.
This one's called the Force.
Maginoso.
I don't know why, but the villain in this one kind of looked like Frieza.
Yeah!
I don't know why. He looked like Frieza.
And Cell.
And Cell. And Cell. Together. He had like the green. No, the green. No, because
he was like pale like Frieza, but the facial features were a little bit more Cell.
Yeah.
More Cell.
I did like the Jedi in here. She had a really cool gimmick with her speed.
She was. She
and
was
she had, and she had the only good, she was the only good Jedi with a yellow lightsaber, because the only other yellow lightsaber we've seen were from the Jedi Guard.
Rey.
And Rey.
And the best Jedi.
I'm kind of saying something there.
Alright.
Let's not talk about that.
Touchy subject.
I would rate this a 7 out of 10.
4?
Yeah.
Really?
7 or 6? I'll give it a 6 just because it wasn't as good as the other ones. But
I'll go.
Story, world building and music wise, this one was pretty good with that, but story was all right.
I'll go a solid 5.6, 0.9.5
Okay, so how did you get 2 points in there? All
right, so
what is this decimal?
We'll just say 5.56
Yeah, yeah. My man said 5.6, 0.9 What?
And a half.
All right, episode five.
What was that?
The Ninth Jedi.
Oh, okay. I actually like this episode. Yeah, I like this one. I liked it because of the reveal at the end.
Yeah.
You had all this suspense kind of building up, like, oh, what's going on here? And they're like, where are the lightsabers?
I got the feel of Reservoir Dogs from it.
Earthquake!
You said of Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah, Reservoir
Dogs. Oh, yeah.
Don't know.
Oh, that was great.
Well, basically any Quentin Tarantino movie where they're, like, trying to figure out what the hell is going on because he does
the
that.
The Hateful Eight?
Yeah. Hateful Eight was
that,
really
no,
good.
That's... It's more Hateful Eight. It's not more...
Yeah,
it's more Hateful Eight instead of Reservoir Dogs. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because
the robot comes out who, spoilers, is the actual...
He's the... What's it called? Whatever they're calling it.
The Majina!
Yeah, Majina, yeah.
The Accolade.
It was...
The Arsonist. The Icarus.
Hold up. I'm trying to read through.
The Icarus.
Margrave.
The Margrave. I was kind of... The Margrave?
You were close.
The Margrave?
The Margrave?
Yo, which, by the way, he is the...
The Margrave, yeah.
Probably the most badass Jedi on here.
This man was taking care of him. He was left
hand hand.
Right, he was like, give me that. And then he had like a ring around his lightsaber, too, that just signified, like, I'm too cool.
Yeah.
That I don't need, like, Kylo Ren's two exhaust points. I can put a ring around my lightsaber. You need to have a fucking cross guard.
That is fire.
He's like, I got a ring. But yeah, dude, like, I liked his, like, little thing of, like, him coming out and being like, oh, yeah, like, him saying that you all claim to be Jedi, but I feel the dark side in this room. That's more or less, like, the coffee from, like, the Hateful Eight. Yeah. Like, don't drink the coffee.
Bro, I did like how they did that with the girl, she got the lightsaber, and it was translucent or transparent.
Oh yeah.
He was like, yeah, well, it turns to the color of how powerful your force is.
The wacky growing lightsaber.
Yeah.
But then as
she said, wow. They all did this.
Wow.
Wow, this is weird. It goes, it's really big and then it's really small.
Yeah.
I was like, this is sus.
But no, I did like
that.
No,
this is too
yeah.
sus, stop it.
But no, not because of that part. I liked it because of how it all wrapped up towards the end, like you guys said, when they all got the lightsabers and they were all like,
yeah.
They were all red and she was like, Nani?
Her and then the other dude. The dude was like,
oh, he had the
hug?
Yeah, because he had, what was his, green, right? Or his blue?
His blue.
His blue.
Turned blue.
Yeah, he was like,
yeah.
He was like, yeah.
And
he's like, wow, I finally got a lightsaber. No, because he got, remember the Margrave held open the lightsaber thing and
yeah,
he took it
first.
And
he was like,
he had it and he was like all right, everything
yeah.
and it came out. Cause
then they got there.
That's some technology that would be really cool. In Star Wars,
like depending
to
on
to have
how,
that like in canon to where like depending
yeah.
upon who wields it and their connection with the Force of how it is,
that would be
that,
fire.
That'd be great.
That's why
I wish
they
could
like
implement
that
at Galaxy's
now,
Edge for $200 and you
there,
build a lightsaber.
There is one thing about that though, with the lightsabers changing color. That
it's a mood lightsaber.
Well,
yeah, they got
but,
new rings.
But
the dude had a purple one though. Remember
yeah.
that really big, like,
yeah,
dude, he was
at
like,
end,
like everyone's dark side kind of took over me. Be like,
yeah.
isn't that a guy you don't want on your team?
No, because that's what Mace
that's
Windu
was.
That's
fire, though.
Because
like,
remember,
they got
Mace Windu
colors.
Had a purple lightsaber
yeah,
because
did.
He was so in tune with the Force that he was really on the edge with between the dark side and light side.
I didn't read that much into Mace Windu's character.
No,
I was like, oh, he has a
yeah, because
purple lightsaber.
Is,
and I think that was Samuel Jackson's thing, too.
Well, yeah.
He's like, I just have a really badass-looking lightsaber.
No, that was the thing that he said, but when Riders took over, that's his backstory, was because he was...
Riders Republic.
His fighting style was because he used the dark side against dark side force users. So he used their anger against them.
So he's still in tune with the dark side.
That's why he was able to beat Sidious that first time. Well, he was
he said,
because he was able. He's able
he
to
said,
use the
get
dark
my
side
lightsaber
them.
Out of that bag. It's the hilt that says "badass motherfucker" on it.
But it was what do you call it when information doesn't really add up?
incalculable.
Not false information.
Well, because how
incorrect,
because
incohesive.
All right, because remember the Margaret
non-canon,
the
fictional, illogical,
I
stupid as fuck.
All right, we'll just say stupid as fuck. How the hell did the Sith know that the Margrave had the lightsabers made specifically to know what if they were Sith or not? Because they all had...
Well, no, they didn't know. That's why.
Well,
they didn't know it was going to happen, but they were just there to kill him. But
they were
going to
do it anyway. Yeah.
They were just looking for some lightsabers.
Yeah, they were looking,
for lightsabers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
they're like, hey, man.
But remember, they all had the one...
Got any force, Sonya?
You got any that force?
But they all had the one...
Got any midichlorians,
bro? They only had the one Jedi craft lightsaber, though. Remember that? They only had the only Jedi that was... Well, the really good Jedi in there.
Well, because he could sense it, too, and he gave it to the... He gave one lightsaber to the only good Jedi, and to show that it was blue.
You know what? You're right.
That probably was what happened. He probably knew.
Right,
that's why
he
went to that guy.
Yeah, he was like, oh,
because he was like, listen,
Jedi.
You called us here. Where the fuck are the lightsabers at, bro?
Sure, yeah.
See, you look cool and all, but, fuck's my shit.
Now, you did notice that...
I think this is all bullshit.
Now, you didn't
notice he's like
that,
this?
Dude from one of the episodes of SpongeBob, the Conch Show.
Yeah.
You mean like this?
Like, you're looking for a lightsaber. You mean like this? That's actually a really good callback to our first episode. Where I think the loudness won't spike too much on that one.
Oh my god.
I did like that, which the main girl, her lightsaber did get... green.
Yeah.
Like a full green at the end. So basically it's stating that she...
And he's like, the force... He's like, oh, the force is strong in this one. How? I've never seen such powers like this.
Sounds strange.
Her midichlorian count is under 9,000.
See, bro, you need to be an anime, bro. I'm telling you.
Voice actor, hit me up. Star Wars.
I did.
Hit me up for season 2 of Visions.
I did like the fact that the...
No way!
The knowledge to build a lightsaber was lost in time. And did you notice that the smith of the lightsabers was force sensitive too? Because he blocked the when they first shot him.
And his had a color too.
Yeah,
his had a color when he turned it on. It was like something. It was like blue or something.
Yeah, because he blocked the first blast with his force. Because he stopped it.
If I had a lightsaber, my lightsaber would be white.
Because you ain't got the force.
I'm saying, like, you never seen a white lightsaber. That's it.
You have dark sabers.
No, white lightsabers.
Those were kind of like.
Ahsoka Tano had a white lightsaber.
Oh, yeah. Mandalorian.
Because what happened?
Oh, yeah.
So, get white lightsaber is because you purify a red crystal.
Shit, I forgot about that.
She took Anakin, Darth Vader's lightsaber. That's what happened. She took Darth Vader's lightsaber.
Damn, take that idea back then. I was trying to be original.
Purify it.
I was trying to be original. Take it back. If I had a lightsaber, that'd be
playing something.
Oh, I was playing
you're
episode.
Playing the episode all over again. But what would you guys rate this episode?
What episode was this again?
This is episode 5.
Oh, yeah, The Ninth Jedi.
I'll give it a solid 8. I give it a 7.
I was giving it a 6.5.
I give it a 7.
And a half?
6.5 and a half.
Yeah.
6.5.5.
0.5.
0.05. You guys
are
tough
half.
Critics. I would give this one like an 8.
I mean, I'm giving it a 7 because
I'm just not that experienced to anime, man. I'm giving it a 6.5 and a half because I just don't understand it very much, you know what I mean? Like, I like the things, but in terms of like what I know Star Wars can be and just in terms of everything Star Wars, I'm rating these on a scale of how good they are. I know they're little small, like 12, 9-minute episodes and stuff, but
so,
I gave episode 1 a pretty high ranking. Episode 1 is like 10 out of 10 for me. Like,
so,
it's a perfect 10. It hits
so
everything.
So you don't like 13-minute hentai videos?
Well, I don't make it for the full 13 minutes.
It makes it 13 minutes.
We'll go get into that until...
It's 13. I hit the 13-minute mark after the cleanup.
We'll get into that on episode 9.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Little flashes of that in there, you know? But, yeah, so...
Wait, were there?
You know, the furry.
Oh, that's
episode 8.
Nah, bro. Oh,
that's
it was 8.
Jesus. Episode 9 is with Buzz and Woody.
With Buzz and Woody, yeah.
My favorite anime characters. Oh, and the alien, remember?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Well, episode 8, we'll get into more of the hentai.
But, yeah, that was...
episode 5... Well, no, that's not hentai. That's just... furry weird porn. Fucking porn.
Furry porn. Yeah.
It's weird.
Episode 5,
but
solid
Knife
episode.
Jedi.
They went on their way up with this one. Oh, and then 6, they went right back down.
yeah.
What was this, episode 5?
This yeah, that was episode 5. Now,
episode 6.
6, they went down.
2B, Astro Boy mixed with Pinocchio mixed with...
It's Pinocchio, but Star Wars.
Yeah, I just think of it like that.
It's Pinocchio, but robots. Because doesn't he actually turn into a real boy?
No, he doesn't.
No?
No, that's
he
why
imagines
I think it's more like he's Astro Boy than anything.
Probably,
now,
yeah.
Because
I'm going to fulfill his wishes. I promise.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
What happened to him? I'm gonna finish what he started.
Was to
and this motherfucker
planet?
Gets to work overnight.
Yeah, he was to make it.
How
did
this man's like, I'm going to do this. What this man's been trying his entire life.
And did it in 2
and
minutes.
And he did it in, yeah, like 2 fucking minutes. And then next, you know, big ass Sith Lord dude comes up, gets bested by a fucking robot.
I'll say that. He was badass.
He looked badass.
He did.
Badass, and then...
but just like all Sith characters
my
in
man,
Star Wars...
right to him was like...
the cooler you look, the weaker
I was like,
you are.
Sick.
Yeah. They're compensating, that's what it is.
It should have ended him right there. He should have went to the kid and been like, yeah. Sith! I cannot let you do this. Ended it right there. I don't know.
But
shit.
What should have happened is it should have been the next scene, you know, it ends right there because it's getting ready to duel and stuff like that. You just don't know what happens.
I would have had.
You just don't know what happens.
If they did that, I would have
given
it.
You
want
to know why? It would have saved it. Everything else up to that point was kind of like.
Yeah, I don't like him besting him, bro. I didn't
and
like
he
it.
Was like, you're strong with the Force. How can a robot use the Force? He was like, how can a robot use the Force? I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, how can a robot use a fucking force? That makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Right.
What I'm thinking, my theory was when I watched it, was that he made him, he's like an android, basically. Or like a what's the bio thing like that? It's like a half biomechanical.
Oh, cyborg?
Cyborg. What I think it was, like, that maybe that was that dude's kid. You
so
know what I mean?
Like,
because he made him, and I thought that dude was going to be like,
oh, wait
a minute. Like his
kid. You know what? Because
like, it might have been his
kid.
How
did he get
kid.
His, the Kyber crystal for his,
it was like, inside of him.
It was in,
yeah.
That's probably what it was.
That's how
he was powered
power
by
force.
The Kyber crystal.
So
that
is the
oh.
Force.
He was looking for it all along.
And, it was
and
inside
you know
of
where
him.
It was? Inside.
Inside.
He's like, there's one on this planet, and you must find it. He's like, wow, we gotta go everywhere.
Oh, yeah, because
comes back.
Yeah.
Hey, all Jedi, come here. And the dude's like, yo, bro, there's some dumbass, like, advertising free Jedi over here.
He definitely did that. He said, I touched all
Jedi.
Like,
get out of here.
Jedi.
He was like, get the fuck out of that ship. He's like, great, now I gotta do some shit. He's like, get in that hole.
Come on, man, in a hole, yeah.
It's like,
him in a box that traveled to a different dimension.
And then
still got found.
He came out, and like all of a sudden, everything was destroyed. He was like, where is he? Fucking dead, you dumbass. You did this.
Facts.
And he's like, I'm gonna do what he wanted to do, because he would have wanted that. No, he would have wanted your dumbass to not make that distress call.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, this episode, it might be down there with 3.
It is down there with 3. Yeah.
It is. Solid 2.
Yeah, solid 2. It's down there with 3 solid 2.
It's above 3, I feel.
It might be tied for me.
Tied? I'd say above.
It's above 3 for me because
I just don't like 3. 3 is like... And it's sad because you got 2 like big name people doing the voices.
That's what I said. It should
have
been
better than. Not only that, they had the killer... I think they actually did have... a good studio making this one, making episode 3 too.
Mm.
So
they had everything they needed to make it a good episode.
But they did their... Oh my god.
Hold on, I'm going to let you finish. I got a Kylo Ren shirt on. You got a Star Wars shirt on. He's got the Russian plug.
Huh? This one got shit to do with Star Wars.
No, it does not, sir. No, it does not.
Shout out to Dwayne Johnson.
But yeah, so episode with
damn, that
would have
been badass if I had some Star Wars girl.
Dun,
and I was
dun,
just like,
dun, bum, bum. I was
that would have been fire. You did. I tried to overpower you. Didn't.
Try to do the Superman.
Oh. Episode. Whoa, what?
We're on episode
7
now? Oh, yeah, wait. What did we... Oh, yeah.
We said,
above... We said
below,
it was above,
above
3.
Three, yeah.
Above 3 mainly.
Bottom
because,
half
like
a barrel.
It's more competent, I feel like, than 3.
It's still back of the boot.
It's bad. Bottom of the barrel. It's still part of a... It's still just swimming at the bottom.
I feel like
of
I could...
Java's trash juice.
It's like the fish at the bottom of the fish tank.
And garbage juice.
And you
the one that's floating upside down.
It's
no, it's not at the bottom.
It's like that old toy you have when
it's
you're
heavy.
Little and you decide to give it to your younger brother because he likes it.
He's got like 2 missing parts.
But no, I was going to say, it's like the fish in the fish tank. You put the food in there, and it's always that one that doesn't make it, and the other ones get all the food first, and this one's just down there starving, and then they die. Then it falls
No, I feel like this one... That's number 3. Number 3 is the one that doesn't get any food. But at least this one got like one little thing. It's hanging on.
No, see, I thought we were saying 3 and 2 were the ones that were already dead.
Oh, yeah. Those are the ones that are floating upside down.
Yeah. They're the ones that got stuck under the rock.
They're the ones that got caught in the BP oil spill.
Shit. So episode 7.
Wait, I was about to say this analogy for episode 6. It's like that piece of shit that's still stuck to you. It ain't in the completely in the toilet.
To you?
But still stuck to you.
A dingleberry?
The one that's hitting the water but still inside you at the same time?
It won't go.
I feel like that's 2. I feel like that's number 2.
Nah,
episode
2
is down the drain.
No, because episode 2 is that because you still watch it.
No, I got you. 2 is the one where you sit and it goes straight through the drain. Like, you look in the toilet, you know you shit it, but there's nothing there.
Episode 3, you remember, but it just stinks. Stinks of
leaf
shit.
Streaks.
Okay, that's
streaks.
Leaf streaks. That was a good one.
Oh, you know what it is? You know what episode 2 is? Episode 2 is whatever your kid did in the car, dude. Because I heard that. It was like, I heard it, I was like...
Dude, he rips ass.
And then all
so
of a
much.
Sudden, it was like... And this man's just like, with his hands up, like...
Oh, he was struggling?
No, it's just his face. Like,
yeah,
you saw the thing that I sent you.
Oh, that was...
Yeah.
He rips mega ass.
Yeah, his kid's...
Dude,
and that smell...
Before I came in here, that's what he did. He's like... I was like, and it's loud. It's not like a baby. It's a like it's a
well,
grown ass.
You know
man
what it was? You know,
farting right now.
Well, it
to
was
this.
That mixed with like you know when you're like you think you're gonna fart, but like you, all
your
of a sudden
shit.
You feel like it. He did it.
Full
like,
force.
Full sound.
He didn't. Like when we were, when we did,
it,
we stopped. We stopped. We're like, oh, stop it. He just,
but most of the time, he's struggling to get it out too.
No, this was clean. He was like. Whoosh.
Oh, he didn't cry when
and
he did it?
And it smelled... No, he was sleeping!
Oh, you was sleeping. Oh, yeah. That...
He was sleeping, dude. And all of a sudden, like, out of nowhere, it just started going... I started... It was like the dude from SpongeBob. He's like...
Not at all, boy. I hope this terrible smell doesn't distract you from watching this movie.
Not at all, boy.
That's definitely episode 2, then. I hope this terrible episode doesn't distract you from the rest of this series. Not at all, boy.
That's before it plays the
yeah
crawl.
Yeah.
You're like, we hope this episode does not distract you and discourage you from continuing on and watching the rest of these. Oh, not at all, George.
Thanks. That's episode 2 for sure. We got it.
You just throw your... throw your phone...
You ever see that video?
You see the punk hut with the emo hairstyle and the nose ring, and you're like, ah!
No, you know what it was? You ever
get
see
out
that
of here!
You ever see the video of that black reporter? He was reporting the news, and that bug flew in his face. He was like, what the fuck was that? You never seen that, bro? He was like live news reporter.
Yeah,
yeah.
I remember that.
He was like, yeah, no, today on more news on the traffic on the. What the fuck was that?
Episode 2 is that one reporter who is sitting there when there were shots fired behind him and then just kept on talking. That's episode 1 in the midst of all this.
Just.
So anyway.
Episode 7. Another good one.
I do not remember this one at all.
This one
was
the elder.
But the old guy? I love
this
that
one.
Episode.
Was basically.
I know. They don't have a bad feeling. They have a bad feeling about this in
they
the
did,
beginning of the episode again.
He can sense us.
He's close, which means he knows we're already here.
I can't sense him. Just a
master, I can go. I can take him. No,
I'll
can't
take the mountains, master. I'm better.
I'll go.
You study this shit.
Listen, I'm ready, Master. I'm ready. I chose you because I heard you into all sort of crazy, wacky stories, wacky tactics.
So are you saying I can be strong, Master?
Come on. I'm ready. I'm ready for this, a solo mission.
This was like another. I kind of thought of Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi with this, but Obi-Wan Kenobi was black. And
I thought you were going to say Obi-Wan Kenobi was a bitch. Because he definitely seemed like that.
Yeah.
I was getting real whiny-ass Anakin vibes from him.
Definitely. Yeah. A little bit, yeah. No, a lot. A lot.
Yeah.
And then they ran into Sith Master Roshi.
Yo. He was a problem at first, though. He did look like Master Roshi. He just needed that longer stash. That's it.
Yeah.
What was wrong with his head? Now he had Roger's head from American Dad. If you've seen it from the side, it was like...
That chicken episode 9 definitely does have his head.
Yeah, she did.
They actually did some real good imagery with the Sith in this one, though, because Avatar, you have The Last Airbender, that's what the animation style, I believe, looked like.
Yeah. Most,
but Rey,
The Last Skywalker.
But you know how? But you remember how the elder looked, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He kind of looked like a demon, like an Oni, whatever they call it.
The Oni.
Oni, that YouTube channel?
Something like that. That's kind of like what he looked
like.
Yeah,
the eyes and everything.
Yeah, that's what he basically looked like.
Yeah.
That's what the imagery was, because usually they have like the
mustache
and shit. Oh yeah, hold up.
Show it to the camera.
The Oni. You need to play Ghost of Tsushima.
Here's a
Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Great game.
We should do a drinking game with that.
I don't know how.
Isn't like the first mission where like, if you beat it, you can beat the whole game?
No.
Isn't like
this is more what he looked like. That's more what he looked like. Yeah, this is. Put that up there.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's basically what he looked like.
That looks like the emoji.
Yeah, it definitely does. It
looks like the
exact same
emoji,
actually. Yeah, that red one.
But yeah, that one was a good one.
Yeah, episode 7 it is. I did like that episode.
I did. It did point out consistency in all of Star Wars.
About somebody never dying?
About someone never dying,
yeah,
but
I was
also
about to say
the
that
simple
now.
Fact that how come the Jedi can't get this through their head? If you feel disturbance in the Force,
right,
as you're getting to the planet, but you never feel one beforehand, that means there's someone on the planet. Master Yoda, when you felt a cloud of disturbance in the Force when you're on fucking Coruscant,
it's because a bunch of kids are getting murdered!
And also because maybe the Sith dude is right there with you. How is it that you never feel it when you're out of Coruscant, but when you're at Coruscant, your judgment's always clouded?
Well, that means they're not, they're not Jedi Knights then. They're still just learning the Force. They're learning that it has short distance calls too. They think it's just long distance calls. They think it's a whole thing. They can't like pinpoint it, you know what I mean? That's what it is.
Yeah,
they don't have like real like strong geographical location.
Well, yeah,
they
but
just
they
feel
got
a disturbance
senses,
in
though.
The Force. Be like, oh shit, I feel a disturbance.
It's not like they
it could be 5 galaxies away, or it could be right at my front door.
Yeah, they can't pick states. They just like the
they
United
can't
States.
Exactly.
And they're like the
yeah.
United States. There's a disturbance over there.
They're like New Jersey.
Yeah, but every time
where in New Jersey,
but every
I just
time
don't fucking
like
know, man.
Everyone went to Yoda for counsel in the prequels. He was like, I can't. The dark side, it is too powerful. Can't see, clouded my judgment is. And then
maybe
when he's off,
and then
no.
Anakin, motherfucker.
But then once he's off the planet and he's
Palpatine,
he's on what planet was it?
You know what it is.
He's on Kashyyyk, and then he can feel every Jedi dying, and he's like, oh, I feel everyone dying right now. But when
there's a bunch of motherfuckers on the beach dying.
they
get confused because one second they're getting a disturbance from like 3 galaxies away, and then the next they're getting one from like right beside them. They don't know which is which. So after a while, they just kind of like become numb to it, like Palpatine. You know what I mean? He didn't really mask himself. He just knew that they were gonna sense it, and they're gonna be like, "Well,
I'm here.
I can't be.
Except I'm here.
Can't be fucked to search. I am."
How did we...
He's like, he couldn't be here.
Or could he be three planets? What do we rate? I just nodded my head through all this because I really don't remember this. I remember up to the part where like he was like looking at the dude, and then I remember the part where they're like in the fighting thing. Then I also remember like just when he killed the like the beast or the animal, and that's it. I don't remember.
You like the Old Republic, right?
Yes.
They didn't mention that his ship was from that time and time of age. So he was
a more civilized age?
Yeah, more civilized age. So he was back. So he was a Sith from way back when, during the Old Republic. And then he destroyed his ship at the very end because I think it was had to do with him trying to become immortal. So he had a bunch of Sith artifacts that I'm guessing he was collecting when he was in his search for immortality, which probably made him
the
strong.
Master of the Sith dude.
The Sith dude. Yeah. But,
Master Roshi.
And they, but the master of the
Roshi.
Qui-Gon Jinn basically said that if he was that Sith dude was still in his prime.
Oh, he said he would have been fucked.
He would have fucked. He's like, it would have been way different. He said he didn't even say.
Let's
it
be honest.
Could have been different. He said
no.
Way
let's be honest.
Different.
It should have even been different there because he did.
He almost.
What was the guy's name? The kid's name.
Hold up. I do have it written down.
Master Roshi.
His name is Dan.
What?
Dude? His name's Dan.
His name's Dan.
My name is Chicken
name.
Dan.
But let's be honest. He should have been dead. He got slashed right across his stomach. He should have died right there.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, he got hit right in. They were battling. He was battling the old guy first. Old guy handled him easily. He was like, listen, his first hit, like, he's like, put your arm up real quick. Like, it's a lightsaber.
Like an anime where like they have the thing over there and they're like,
yeah, put your arm up real quick, like it's a sword a little bit.
And like,
no,
stay right there. Literally, the old guy did this to the kid, and he was like, "Yeah, you're not that strong.
You're not that guy."
Yeah, he literally,
you're not that guy.
Literally, he hit him one time, but
he's
like
"Don't underestimate me."
He said, "Yeah, you're not the right guy. You're not who I'm looking for. You're not
that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy."
Yeah, and then he literally slashed him in the stomach like 5 seconds after that. So I'm like,
and then
oh,
the master
shit.
Comes by and he's like, all right.
The master should have lost because he
master
started
comes by
and
goes, the master was going to lose. But
and
Dan,
he threw his lightsaber in. Dan threw his lightsaber in. He should be dead. If he never threw that lightsaber, it was going to be over.
He force healed himself.
he's not that strong yet, though. He's not that in tune with the force.
I like how the master knew that when the monsters that
as soon as he,
were dead.
Yeah,
he was like
shit.
He was like he was gashed open. Does it
looks
look like it was from
a lightsaber?
He's like, yeah. He's like,
fuck.
Get out of there now. He's like,
leave. You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
Yeah,
this is basically been you're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
I know.
Everyone
told him he wasn't that guy. He tried. He
still wasn't
that
guy. That's like you said earlier. But master, I can do it.
Yeah,
I know
I'm
I can.
You're not ready.
Not
stop
ready.
It.
I'm ready.
It was
I'm
like
ready.
Count Dooku.
He said,
all right, versus,
go ahead, watch.
It's like Count Dooku versus a
Anakin.
Youngling.
Yeah, bro. Like, he got slashed in the stomach, and then the master was like,
"It's
fucking
well." Let's be honest. It was General Grievous versus an Ewok. Basically,
yeah.
That's literally how he got handled.
But
from what I remember, I'm gonna rate this a 7.
I was gonna give it a 7 too, just off the fact that. He should have been dead.
Yeah, that guy.
This is what I would have did with the episode. I'm gonna make it fast because we still have to get to the gym, my guy.
Oh shit! Yeah,
and it's 7:25, so
okay,
right. I'm gonna make this fast real quick. What I would have done with that?
So, we talking about episode 8? We talking about episode 8?
Let me get this.
Wait. Episode 7.
Yeah, let me get this out real quick.
7 out of 10.
Okay.
7 out of 10. Let me get this out real quick. 7. This is all what I did at the end. Instead of him getting slashed right there, mm-hmm. I'd have had the master like walking up, like trying to save him, get slashed in front of him, and then the master just like gets all of a sudden like a whole new level of force. Like, oh, now I'm about to fuck you up since you did this to Dan. But instead, they didn't do that, and Dan stayed alive.
Gets his man.
I did put this in my notes, though. I did say that this episode was very well paced
compared to them rushing.
Would you say this episode was very well done?
Well done. Episode 6 was very rushed. If you noticed that, though, have you seen how rushed that episode was?
Yeah.
Episode.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That
episode 6
one
was quick.
Yeah.
like 2 minutes.
Oh shit! I didn't know it was 14 minutes. Actually.
Yeah.
Man.
And it's sixth, and the elder isn't even.
The elder definitely didn't feel like 16 minutes. It felt like 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was 2 minutes longer, and it
felt way longer.
And the pacing was way better. All right.
Episode 8.
Lop and
Ocho.
Ocho.
So,
Ocho.
Episode 8. Definitely has a big rapport with the furry community. I'm not a furry. Let's just get that out of the way. That's a badass panda helmet that I have. I'm going to go fix that real quick here. But anyway, so Yoda had to do it to him.
You know what?
But anyway, so there is... it jumps in time correctly because I think I had a stroke because the beginning of the episode, they're little girls and next, you know, bam,
crazy.
They're grown up. And I'm like, how the fuck is this possible?
Which we just watched that and I already
forgot. Yeah, that's how not good it was. That's how forgettable it was. I'm not saying it's not.
It was pretty forgettable.
It was screaming match 2000.
The best thing about it was the ending fight scene.
It was a screaming
I might have
match.
To go back and watch. I'm probably downplaying it more than
it,
I
it was a screaming match.
And if you guys ever watched the last...
He was like, don't you turn up, now we gotta be a family.
Hold up. All right.
That's your sister. Now.
You wanted a dog, but it's your sister.
If you guys ever watched The Last Samurai with,
Samurai Jack?
Nah. Fucking, what's his name?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Tom Cruise?
Tom Hanks?
Tom Cruise? Have you ever watched that movie?
Chet Hanks?
Basically, Chet Hanks? That's basically episode 8.
He's in with the Rastafarian man.
Chet Hanks.
Chet Hanks.
You gotta wonder, where did it go wrong?
No man said, yo, man.
Did he just not like Forrest Gump?
I don't know what happened.
He must not have seen like his dad's work.
I put this in my notes too. I said that the background scenery was so much better than some of these.
Uh-oh.
Especially going from episode three to this one, I was like, oh, this is sex for my eyes right now because that looks so much better than that fucking trash heap.
Episode 8, I'm going to give it a 6 just because I have to go back and watch it probably.
Because
I can't even, all I really remember from it, all I remember from it is that fight scene at the end.
I'll hop onto it with the 6.
And that her sister, so.
Well, remember, she does get the slashes across the chest, too.
Yeah, that was at the end.
And then she doesn't die, exactly.
She came up kind of badass.
She lands on the thing like Rey does.
Yeah.
She pulls a Rey from Rise of Skywalker.
Can we stop
where
mentioning her?
But, yeah.
They're in the same ballpark.
I'd probably give this one a 6 or 7. This one was, like... it was either between this one, this episode, or episode 7 that was taking like my top 3. So
I'd have put 7 here.
Yeah, 7. That's why I changed because I rewatched 7 and 8.
I guess a synopsis you could give of it is Empire rolls up, basically asks if they want their help, but gives it to them regardless of what they were gonna give it to them either way. Then this little girl decides to go make friends with a furry, and she comes home. Dad has to adopt her for whatever reason. And then they grow up, and there's a fight between the daughter and the father because they're trying to lead a resistance against the Empire, and she's like, we need the Empire because they bring Princess Mabani! And he's like, no, we have enough fighting to do this planet. And then some stormtroopers come rolling up on the speeders. Then she goes back with her furry sister to the house, and then they roll up, and then this dude is there waiting. He's like, welcome back. She said that he was planning the rebellion.
I kind of like that dude.
And then she becomes like an Imperial officer, cuts her hair off.
Join us.
Bites her finger, permanent makeup.
That shit was kind of... Oh, that would really? Be fire. Yeah,
I
that
missed
was,
that part.
You
though.
Missed that? Yeah,
I
she literally
that,
bare
yeah.
her thumb and was like...
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It would have been fire if that was real, though. Like, if that wasn't animated, I feel like that would have been a fire scene.
Yeah, that
right
would have been pretty cool.
She literally bare her thumb and was like...
That's legitimately what a vampire would
cut,
probably
cut her hair.
And go
you know,
play
a
football.
Lot of people don't
you
like
what?
This.
What if a vampire were to play football? Like, you have like a. That's what they should do in What We Do in the Shadows. Taika Waititi, if you're listening, they should have an episode where they play football and they bite their fingers and they do the little things.
You know, I was watching Angry Joe show. You know who that is? He does
Is that anime?
No, it's a review channel.
Is that like Angry Beavers?
But
it's like they Care Bears.
But
Care Bears.
A lot of people don't like this episode.
Berenstein
I can
Bears.
See why a lot of people didn't like it.
Because they just didn't like the fact that the daughter out of nowhere was like,
"I'm evil."
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't evil. She didn't say that she was.
But
evil.
Listen, there is a parallel between this chick and the one from episode 3. Because she's like, it's too late! It's too late to turn back now!
She definitely did. I just forgot all about that.
It's too late to buy
the guys! She was like...
It's too late!
She said... A little rendition right there. She really did do that.
Yeah,
he
like,
showed her what would happen.
Back.
He was like,
yeah.
She was like, you think by showing me
and
what
then,
happens,
and then,
I'm going to change?
But before
no!
this, the furry gets the family lightsaber through a ritual. And then she's like, why do you have the family sword? This dot is, it's mine. That's supposed to be mine. And then the dad's like, what is it? Worth does not mean blood, yada, 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 and all this other stuff. And there's like lightsaber
size. No, he said inheritance isn't about blood. It's about family or something. He's like,
it's about family.
You don't need inheritance when you got family.
It all comes back to fast.
Insert the Dom jokes.
Insert the Dom jokes. Honestly, for not remembering that episode that good, you did a pretty good recap of everything that happened.
You were going about it,
I was like, damn, that's low-key everything that happened.
Yeah, basically.
But,
Screaming Match 2000.
I don't see the fun.
I'd give it a solid 5. I'd
give it a 7.
I'd give it a 6.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7. There you go. There's the scores. Now, we move on to Toy Story 5, episode 9, Akira.
Akira.
Kiri.
Akiri.
Akari.
Akari.
You might as well just call it Woody and Buzz.
Yeah.
Because
I gotta do it,
the guy
keep talking, I gotta do it.
The guy looks like Woody, then the chick looks like Buzz. Or, what's his name, the alien, Roger from American Dad.
Yeah.
Her head, dude. Looks like a bean.
And then they
have... Have you ever seen, like, the Beanos? Like, the You Got Beaned meme?
Yeah.
That's what her head looks like. Her head looks like a circus peanut. Near the candies?
Oh, yeah.
Her head looks like a fucking circus peanut.
Oh, God.
The what?
You gotta find the side pose when they're riding on the horses.
Why is the Playboy
still
here?
They also have Ganondorf from fucking Zelda in here.
Oh, yeah.
And they did a gender swap, too.
I'm honestly gonna think she looked like she was doing some major test, bro. Major test.
In a minute, they were like, ah, let's just put it out.
Some major testosterone just running through her veins.
If you want the story...
She was taking that HGH.
If you want the story, Buzz and Woody have
it's
to
right
save
there. You just went right there.
Friend. I fumbled.
Wait. You dropped the bag.
It's gonna pop up. Keep talking, guys.
Anyway.
Here, wait. So, this is basically the story. Buzz and Woody have to save the Empire from fucking Ganondorf from Zelda. That's basically
They have to save the Empire.
I didn't pause it. I'm fumbling. I'm pausing too early. Come on.
We're being really loud.
Third time's a charm.
You're being really loud.
Ah.
Come on.
Ah.
He's just doing it every second. We're there.
Yeah. Why is it not? Why is it like standing on that? Oh, well.
Right
you
there.
You can see her.
She looks like Buzz Lightyear.
There we go.
Hey.
There we go.
She looks like Buzz Lightyear and pull up the other guy with his hat on and show it's Woody. And then the little dude who looks like the short, stout dude.
The alien.
He looks like one of the aliens.
Where were they on the horses at? Like, did I just skip all of
that? I think. Or it's right here. Yeah, you skipped that, dog.
Jeez.
Skipped it, my guy. Right. Not there for a little bit.
We're going.
Right here.
Jeez.
You're right there. That's the alien.
Ah! I keep messing up. I'm just going to play this whole scene. This shows both of them.
So, that's the aliens. That's the green aliens from Toy
focus,
Story.
Focus.
That's Sheriff Woody! He said...
There we go.
There's a Psylocke in my boot.
And he's like...
Someone poisoned the blue milk!
They're pretty good with that focus right there. Let's get it.
Yeah.
But,
surprisingly, that thing focused very well. And
right.
It never focused for me once. I tried to do the soap review. Shit didn't focus at all.
Anyway... Episode 9, I'm giving it, honestly, like a 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rank it there.
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember that episode at all except for the fact that the way she looked. And oh, no, I remember.
There was only one notable thing was that.
It was more funny than anything, really.
The only notable thing from this episode was that instead of not telling her apprentice the power to bring people back to life, she does.
Oh, yeah. Instantly, too.
Instantly, it was like, I'm bring her back.
You
want
to bring her back? Join me. All right.
Come on.
She's back.
She's like, what did you do?
She was a better master than
she's like,
the...
What did he do?
Sidious.
I did what needed to be done. I did what I
What did
to
he do? How could he do this?
I did what
I thought I knew him so well. After knowing him for 5 seconds.
Oh no, what did you do?
Or did they say they knew each other from a while?
Yeah, they knew because he was...
Because she said she was an egg salad. I mean, exile.
She was an egg salad. She was
egg. She was an egg style.
Hard boiled egg.
She was an egg style. She does look like a hard boiled egg. God, what animation style is that? Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends?
I have no clue.
That looked like freaking I just lost it.
Like Chalk Boy.
That was our conclusion and our recap of Visions.
Teen Titans Go.
That was a conclusion of I can't think of that show. God damn
Star Wars Visions.
It's a Cartoon Network show from a while ago.
Ed, Edd n Eddy?
No.
It did look like an Ed, Edd n Eddy head though, honestly. Like double D mixed with Ed. How like his was tall and his was like weird and wavy. Yeah, definitely.
There it is. I had to get it right.
Plank! Oh no! Dolphin Plank!
Oh no! He sounded just like Jimmy Boy.
Wow! Guys! Isn't funny!
You know who you almost sound like, and I know you could do it just because of that? You sound like Carl.
Weezer?
Yeah!
Are you gonna finish that croissant?
Oh, they made Devil Man Crybaby.
Oh, fuck, I was doing something.
They made
Devil
Man Crybaby, the people who made episode 9.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow. Disappointed today.
Them,
who? What?
Space Dandy.
Carl.
What are you doing in class, Carl? You drawn?
You.
Hey, yo, come on.
Hey, yo, come on.
Next time, get a lightsaber that can handle the Neutron style.
Oh, my lord. We're just going to end this with doing a whole bunch of impressions at this point.
What are you talking about? We still got to talk about the new iPhone. Croissant.
Y'all remember the meme with the dude that reprogrammed the lightsaber to say
croissant?
That's what he needs.
Croissant.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
Where's my croissant sabers, damn it?
We need the God of Blast! That's it.
God of Blaster.
Yo, this is completely random, but in 2K, when you shoot the ball, and if you time it perfectly, it turns green. This is a perfect release. If you get a perfect release, it makes a sound effect.
What's the sound effect?
They got like 30 different sound effects when you shoot the ball.
Perfect release.
Yeah, if you get a perfect one, you can have it be like skippy the pop pop. They should let you put custom ones on there. Like got a blast.
Croissant.
They should really let you do custom. Whoever makes 2K, I think his name is Ronnie. Ronnie 2K. I don't know if he makes. I know.
Ronnie 2K.
No,
that's
I know
his name.
I know who Ronnie 2K is. Like his name is Ronnie, but his Twitter is Ronnie 2K. That's what everybody calls him. But
the
I don't think he
makes
2K. I think it's Mike Wayne. Mike Wayne.
2K. The
let
guy
us do
who
custom
2K. Sound the game. The people that make BioShock and all these other.
No,
things.
just 2K. The game. The basketball game.
There's a separate division devoted to that.
They got two different people that did it this year. That's why, because they did it for next gen and current gen. So.
Oh, well, no, 2K is like the one thing. I thought you were talking about the dude who makes
like just 2K game.
Yeah,
no,
2K
I meant the people that did
general.
I meant the people that did like the current gen and next gen. Whoever did it, put custom sounds in there so we can put custom sounds like that in there. I would go crazy.
Yes,
I'm putting Mario sounds in there.
That'd be hilarious.
Oh. Okay, let's talk about that real quick. Everyone's talking about it. The Super Mario Brothers movie.
I didn't see it. No, I
cast
said,
thing. I sent it to you.
Yeah.
I sent Chris Pratt's story
Chris Pratt,
to you.
Michael,
you have Christopher Spraticus as Mario. Then
you got the whole thing off top.
Charlize Theron as Luigi.
Okay, you got it all off top. Keep going.
You got Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach. You have Bowser Rousa. Jack is Blackest as Bowser.
No longer.
Jack Black is Bowser?
Yes, Jack is Blackest as Bowser. Key from
Keegan Michael Key, right?
Keegan.
So he is in it, yeah.
Keegan Peely. From Kiki Peely. He's gonna be on there.
Does
that as Toad.
That's gonna be a good role, low key.
They got that big-eyed lady from Tectonic as Princess Peach.
Have you watched those? What the freak movie?
These are voices, though. It's animated.
Yeah. Well, it's still, but her face is so weird. Have you ever seen her? Her eyes are so huge.
They call me Tectonic.
Look how big those bitch's eyes are.
Oh, yeah. She has like little...
Got 40,
she
40
looks a little. She looks a little horror movie-ish.
Got 40-40 seconds.
I would not want to wake up next to that. Just
she was in something else, too, recently.
It was the Queen's Gambit.
No, something else.
I don't know.
I've seen her in something else.
Charlie Day's Luigi, Jack Black Bowser,
Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong.
That's gonna be fun.
And someone else is going to be Cranky Kong.
Cranky Kong?
Yeah, that dude right next to him, I think.
Fred Armisen's
going to be Cranky Kong. And then the dude who voices Mario in the games is going to make an appearance, too.
I'm looking at Michael Key as
Toad. Yeah, I said that already.
Yeah.
And then the Sebastian Maniscalco, he's a comedian. He's going to be Spike. Who is Spike in Super Mario World, Mario World? I got no fucking clue.
I don't know who he is.
Look up who Spike is in Mario.
Come on, the 1993 Super Mario was perfect, damn it.
Oh, that's funny.
You know a movie is the best movie ever made when you can't find it anywhere. Oh, that's what he's giving me for.
Spike Wazowski.
Spike Wazowski. Yes, sir.
You know what it looks like? Remember when he was sitting there on the thing and he was going to get the stuff put on his face, but then it got put on the other guy and his lips were like that? That looks like if Mike Wazowski actually, like, was on the chair with the thing that Randall put him on.
Yo, they had Spike in the last movie.
Spike Wazowski.
Spike was in the last movie, too. The whole movie, too.
Spike Wazowski. Now, what do you think's going to happen? Do you think it's going to be just regular Chris Pratt voice, or do you think it's going to be going around, "Hey, Luigi, we got to get out of here"?
I would hope he did a Mario impression. If he does his normal Chris Pratt,
Mario really doesn't talk except for in, like, the animated stuff that's happened, and then the dude was like, "Hey, Luigi, we gotta fight the Goombas. We're in this other plumber world. I'm just a plumber from New York."
Pizza. I mean, he's Luigi. Oh, damn, they really don't talk.
Who's this dinosaur-looking fuck?
Not that I think.
Except for Luigi's Mansion.
He doesn't even really talk.
Yo, she's a raptor.
He just makes sound effects.
Mario.
Yeah, but that's not really, like, talking.
That I think Charlie Day for, like, Luigi's perfect.
Yeah.
He's fucking great, especially how his characters are that he plays.
Well,
fucking amazing.
Well, yeah, I guess as Luigi sounds like that, he's Mario's brother. Chris Pratt has to do an impression. He can't come on there just be Chris Pratt.
I mean, he technically could.
Where's Gamora, damn it?
Because how would you want to watch an entire movie of Chris Pratt's, like whatchamacallit, Chris Pratt's just
voiceover.
Woohoo! Come on, Luigi, we got to save a Princess of Peach from Bowser!
Yeah.
And then you have this black... Let's say Black Jack? Jack Black is Bowser.
It's like, ha!
What the fuck does Bowser sound? What? Yeah, they gotta be normal.
You're
right.
Oh my god, I'll tell you after, but I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's fucked up. People probably know what I'm referring to with Bowser. You probably know. Remember that thing where he's like, "Rrr!"
Wait a minute, I think I know.
Yeah, you're gonna see it and you're like, "Oh!"
I don't. I
I'll show you. It's very bad. I'm not gonna say it.
Now that you said that, though, they gotta do their normal
stuff. They gotta just have Jack.
Half of them don't even talk.
Destiny.
I'm Bowser!
That does remind me of. That is not Jack Black. I was just gonna say the wrong actor completely. Jack Black was not in Balls of Fury, right?
No, it was a different guy.
That guy was hilarious.
He looks like him a little bit, kind of.
That's why I was got confused. You know who wasn't that though?
Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Yes. Chris. You know, he should be Mario in the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Christopher Walken talks with periods in the sentences.
Wario. They should put Wario in the movie.
Christopher Walken talks with a period after every
Christopher
other word.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher period.
I actually do a Christopher Walken impression in my new video.
Oh, you're talking about the horror one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, that's why I said that. Too. That's why I said that. I was like, Christopher Plummer in the building.
That impression started off really bad.
And then like, that's why I got...
But I cut it so where it was like, it was the good part. It was just the good parts. It was good there. But whatchamacallit, yeah.
Did you finally get some scary parts in there?
Yeah. Listen, go watch... Down below will be links for all of our separate social stuffs. After you're done watching this, because right now, if you've gotten this far into it, then thank you very much, and go watch that video after this. Go watch it. Throwing Hands with Ghost 2, the Spectre Spectacular. There's a lot of singing in it that I did.
You did.
There's a lot.
Word you kept saying when you seen something like 3 times, you were like, oh, look, and it was that again. I forget what it was. God damn it. Shit. It was like you walking into a room and like you were like, oh look, another, and I forget what that shit was.
Tis the study.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Tis the study.
Tis the study.
Tis the study. And then I was like, what was it? I'm running the fuck away.
That's when you know your
goodbye,
horror.
Bitch.
That's when you know the horror game's getting to you. You gotta start singing singing the fear out of you.
Ooh. I was like, fast and furious, spooky demon babies can't harm you if you got family.
Oh, man.
All right.
Well,
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow,
technically
right?
Today, yeah, because I'm going to edit this shit now, actually. Not now, because we're going to the gym, but regardless, this episode is coming out on a Wednesday. It may be really late on a Wednesday, but... still gonna be a Wednesday, boy. But Thursday, October 30th, we're time traveling. Tomorrow. No, but Thursday, September 30th, we are going to see Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage.
That was back to the Barnyard characters, isn't it?
Otis. But we're gonna see that. We're gonna do a live stream in real life on here on YouTube. I just made that up now. We're going to do it.
All right. I thought we were going to do it.
We're also going to do a vlog, too. Okay. But we have 2 phones, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To record, like, vlogs and do stuff with. So make sure it's fully charged. I also have a camera that I'll probably bring, too. Like, an actual, like, good camera that was sent from a friend. So,
I'm wearing my Spider-Man outfit here.
Really?
No.
Damn. I thought, I was like, I'm very underprepared for that. I do not have any Spider-Man
wear. Damn, they're clues. I'm going to go to Spirit Halloween tomorrow.
They're probably open still.
Not by the time we leave the gym. Yeah. I'm going to Spirit Halloween tomorrow morning. I'm buying a Spider-Man outfit. I'm wearing it.
You said us, right, in that sense, because it's my birthday, you know, soon. So for my
birthday.
Oh, I'm getting her to buy me the
you think
last
I should do
stab
that?
Apollo for my second birthday present.
Oh, okay.
You think I should do that for real, though?
Yeah.
Go tomorrow morning, get the Spider-Man outfit and wear it to the Venom movie?
I think so, yeah.
Fucking doing it now. You talked me into it.
I'm just gonna be there in regular clothes. This is very sad.
Man, listen, I'll
catch me tomorrow in the dangerous.
Yo, you're gonna be so damn cold.
I am. I don't even know.
Nah, you gotta be like
I haven't thrown
Morales,
a whole
you
outfit
put,
on.
You gotta
like,
throw a hoodie on afterwards because Miles Morales has a hoodie.
Good fucking idea.
There you go.
I haven't worn a whole outfit in like years. I don't even know like what to. Like, do you wear clothes under that, or do you go naked?
Yeah,
a
costume, yeah.
You,
you can wear
you basically
costume.
Go naked under.
But isn't Spider-Man's, like, skin-tight
stuff,
though?
Like that? Well, that's a morph suit, basically.
I forget how... Because I had a morph suit. I don't know where the fuck it is, but I usually wear boxer briefs.
Damn, I'm going to buy this shit right now, Loki.
I'm pretty sure what you could do is you could buy me one and then take it back the next day. I wear it and take it back the next day. Be like, yeah, this ain't it. Doesn't fit.
I mean, bro, look, I would buy you one as well with me. Because, listen, if I buy it, I'm keeping it because I'm going to wear it randomly throughout the year.
Oh, that's how I do my stuff. You got to wear it to the gym just to work
out. Exactly. Like, I don't buy costumes just to run Halloween. When I buy stuff, I wear it all the time randomly just because.
Well, I do. I have a Master Chief one I could just wear. No helmet, but I could wear it.
It's not the same.
Listen, I got shit.
But listen, what I was saying is, I'd wear it. I'd buy you one too, but I think it's like $40.
For a good one, yeah.
Yeah, the U. I'm gonna find a good one. The U zipped ones because they.
I'm about to look it up.
Okay, find it right now, and then I'll go ahead and talk someone into buying it for me for my birthday.
But thank you guys for joining.
Yes.
Yes.
We are
dangerously diverse. Thuganomics!